Good evening, a very happy Saturday evening to you here. We find ourselves in a brand new month. Today is already April the 1st, or better known as April Fool's Day. But how many of us know, with God, we are never fools, amen? With a relationship with Jesus, we are never fools, amen? But again, we find ourselves in a brand new month, and you might be thinking to yourself, well, what does that mean? Well, to me, that means maybe we didn't have the best March. Maybe we struggled quite a bit during the month of March, and that is understandable. That's life. But on the other side, here we find ourselves in a brand new month. Amen? And whatever tripped us up last month, whatever got in our way, whatever got us down, whatever trouble we faced, we can look on the brighter side, so to speak. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, what is that, Andrew? It doesn't seem anything bright to me. Well, the bright part is God brought you through that month of March. God has you here in a brand new month of April. Amen? God brought you through. Amen. And if you can't get excited about that, or if you can't find joy in that, or if you can't take a few moments and look back and think to yourself, it was hard. It was painful. It seemed dark at times, but God is always working on your behalf. God is always working behind the scenes. Amen. So, take joy in knowing that God has brought you to a new month here in April. Amen? Bless God. I appreciate you spending a little time with me here this Saturday evening. As always, I will try not to take up too much of your time. If you are new here, we welcome you to First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries, and we are excited for you to join us here in our series that we have continually entitled The Daily Bread. Amen. It's going on almost 3 years now that the Lord put upon Pastor Jesse's heart to start this. Amen. And I was speaking with Pastor Jesse earlier this week, and you know, he had mentioned something that kind of clicked in my head or turned the light bulb on, which was, you know, we used to have in-person service before COVID. Amen. We used to have Sunday morning and Wednesday night. Amen. And of course, it was like clockwork, you know, and then COVID came, you know, and shut everything down, shut the whole world down. But when we switched to doing the message audio, or we started the daily bread with the audio messages, amen. If you take a second and think, you are able to have church, you are able to come to church every day. Amen. Every day. Every day you're able to come and listen to the word that has been given to Pastor Jesse, Pastor Rose, Sister Grace, Brother Daryl, and myself. Amen. Not many people have that opportunity. Not too many people listen in here on a daily basis, but I know if it was me and I had no ties to Pastor Jesse or Pastor Rose or First is Kingdom Family Church, and someone shared with me and said, hey, my church has a series entitled The Daily Bread, and every day we do a small devotional at 7 p.m. You should listen in, you know? And again, not having ties to me, as someone who as someone who has finally taken my relationship with Jesus seriously, you know, this is something that I would want. I would know this is going to benefit me, not just me, but those around me. Amen. And of course, I would get a hold of it and I would say, you know what? I'm going to make time to listen every day, which I do, and I do. Amen? So I encourage you, if your schedule was off last month, if you fell behind on listening to messages, if you didn't listen to the healing service, whatever the issues were in March, here we are starting a fresh April. Amen? A fresh April. So, purpose. Purpose to make time for the Lord. Purpose to listen to the daily bread on a daily basis. And purpose to invite those around you throughout this month. Amen? It doesn't take much for God to give you an opportunity to share his gospel. Amen? You just have to find the boldness in you and want to do it. Amen? So, if you're new around here, I challenge you to give us the month of April and watch what God's going to do for you in First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries, where we always make the confession where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen? It works. We make that confession. Amen? But we don't just make that confession. We do our part. Amen? So, this might seem a little rushed. I got a lot of things to say, but I'm going to say them fairly quickly. So if you miss anything, you can always rewind and start over. Amen? So just a recap of the scriptures that we have given you for this year, which our theme has been what? Kingdom purpose, kingdom priority for me. Amen? Putting God's kingdom first this 2023. Amen? So in January, Pastor Jesse gave us Philippians 3:13. Amen. That was January. February was 1 John 5:15. Amen. And this last month that we just wrapped up, March, was 2 Peter 3:18. And our April scripture for this month, which we will give you throughout this month, is Nahum 1:7. Amen. Nahum 1:7. And I have mentioned there's no coincidences with God. Amen. I was going this week reading through my devotional, and sometimes, or I should say most of the time, I have index cards with notes and scriptures printed on them. And I had one that Pastor Jesse already made out for me, Nahum 1:7. And if you think to yourself, why does that sound familiar? Well, that was our September scripture of last year. Amen. And I had it and I put it in to the confession, or should I say the daily, my daily devotion that I was going to share today, but not knowing ahead of time what April's scripture was going to be. Amen. Pastor Rose texted me earlier this morning and gave me the scripture. And as I was preparing for this message, here I had already had it bookmarked in the message that I was going to share with you this evening. Amen? Again, there's no coincidence. God is God, and God blesses us. Amen? Again, He works. He is always working behind the scenes. Amen? So, again, our April scripture is Nahum 1:7. Amen? So, I will be trying to focus this month of April on the topic of the name of Jesus. Amen? Confess the following prayer every day this month along with the one for each day to firmly establish in your mind that He is risen. Thank you, Father, that we can say Jesus is risen. When they went to the tomb, He was not there. It was empty. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross and for taking all the sins of mankind upon yourself. You established forever that your name is above all other names when you rose victoriously out of the bonds of hell and over the power of Satan. Thank you, Father, for the resurrection power that made salvation possible. Each day as you make your declaration, whether you are alone or with someone, Say it out loud. Say it with authority until the declaration that is written becomes your declaration. The name of Jesus is above every other name. Amen. Get a hold of that. Amen. So I will be touching on the name of Jesus this month of April, unless the Holy Spirit leads me in another direction, so to speak. But the name of Jesus is what I will be focusing on this month of April. Amen. And to start that off, if you have your Bibles or you're taking some notes, you can jot down Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Amen. Philippians 2, 9 through 11. And this is entitled, I Confess Jesus is Lord. I confess Jesus is Lord. Again, Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Now, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. How I love that name. How I love that name. Thank you, Father, for giving your son such a beautiful name. Thank you for your power in that name. I praise you that the name of Jesus is over and above sickness, disease, poverty, demons, and everything else the devil tries to give me. Amen? Did you catch that? It says, I praise you that the name of Jesus is over and above sickness, disease, poverty, demons, and everything else the devil tries to give me. Amen? I take the name of Jesus over any plague that tries to come near my dwelling, because that name is above all things, inside and out. My tongue confesses daily that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Amen? Repeat that with me. Say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And one more time. Jesus is Lord. Amen? Get a hold of this confession. Amen? Start this month of April out on the best foot forward, so to speak. Amen? This confession that I am sharing with you, I confess the name of Jesus, that falls in line with our Psalms 91, and that also falls in line with God Safeguard My Household prayer card. Amen? Again, if you don't have one, get a hold of us. Amen? There's an easy link on our website. You can click for praise reports, prayer requests, anything you need to get in contact with Pastor Jesse. Amen. If you have Pastor Rose's cell phone number, amen, you can use that. But anytime you need to get a hold of us, you can just message us on there. It's not just for praise reports. It's not just for prayer requests. Amen. It's for anytime you need to get a hold of us, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. You can always message through there and we get it as soon as you send it. Amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of I confess Jesus is Lord today. Amen. And as I always leave you with, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Again, if you weren't able to listen to this past Wednesday's healing service, amen, I encourage you to do so. Take some time this weekend and listen to it. Amen. That way you're all caught up and we are again starting this new month of April on the right foot. Amen. Join us tomorrow, 10 a.m. service with Pastor Jesse. Amen. I know he will have another blessed message for you, another Bible trivia quiz for you. Amen. Appreciate you spending a little time with me here. I pray you have a blessed week. Amen. As always, keep the pastors in your prayers. They keep you in theirs. Amen. And we always, always never want to miss an opportunity to thank all of you faithful partners who continue to stay connected with Versus Kingdom Family Church, Versus Kingdom Family Church Ministries. We say thank you so much. You are very much appreciated, and we couldn't do what we do without you. So we say thank you, and we never want to miss an opportunity to say that. Amen. But ultimately, God sees your faithfulness, and he is going to reward that. Amen. So have a blessed week. Amen. Again, join us tomorrow morning, Sunday evening, service with Pastor Jesse. Amen. And then, of course, Monday evening, Pastor Jesse will start us off with another week of the Daily Bread. Amen. On Tuesday, Sister Grace will be with you. Amen. On Wednesday and Thursday, Pastor Rose will be with you as well. And then I will be with you again this next weekend. Amen. So have a blessed week to come. As always, be prayed up. Amen. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Keep confessing you have a great life in Jesus. Unexpected blessings. Kingdom priority for me. Kingdom focus for this year. Amen. The blood of Jesus cover you and watch over you. Amen. The angels of the Lord go before you and watch over you. You have the favor of God and you have the favor of man. Amen. People can't help but to bless you. Amen. Keep making your confessions. Keep making that time for the Lord. Keep in constant communication with our Heavenly Father, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, throughout each of your day. And watch what God's going to do in your life this month of April through Versus Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. Have a blessed week. I'll see you right back here next weekend.